favor, gracias. Gracias. Yes, we thank God. It is a blessing again God has given to us. It's a privilege that you have to wake up and have energy and strength. It seems like not all of us, all of people are getting so. So you are here to thank God and also study His way. We will continue our Bible class, which we are talking about the marriage and the family. How we can bring our marriage to a certain where it will please God. We have learned that the marriage, the purpose of our lesson is what? How we can please God. That is all the purpose of our lesson. How you can what? Build a better marriage. So that even people will see our marriage and what? Praise God. That is all about the lesson. And when you do that as a children of God, it's going to what? Help us. And as we have already learned a lot, the heartbeat of marriage, the marriage, what God has praised it. We have learned that. And we have also learned that as a married people, you meet at the first time as what? Good friends, lovely, everything. But along the way, what? Because we are human beings, what? We fall short. We fall short. And God's so good, we have learned some of the problems which we what? Allow ourselves what? To come into our marriage, and at times what? It destroys our marriage. Before you notice, it destroys our marriage. And God so good, last week He started how to what? Rebuild our marriage. How we can solve problems. Because marriage, God has not guaranteed that when you marry, there will not be a problem. We don't have that guarantee. And there is no guarantee that God has called us as one people. And how this problem will come? And how do you solve the problem? That is the challenges you and me have as what? As chosen generation, as God's people. We have that challenge that when problems come, how do you solve it? Because problem solving is also one of the, what? Our duties as Christians. Because God said, what? We are what? Peacemakers. Blessed what? Are the peacemakers. So if you can't make peace in our own home, how it tells us that you can't even make home a peace with others, with God. It starts always, the challenges is what? It starts from us. Challenge you have as a Christian is that everything you do start from what? Start from us as a Christians. And I thank Sister Francis, because the way Amana is summarized is doing a great thing. And I appreciate Sister Hannah and all these things. A little what you can do to what? Help the church to grow is always welcome. You are welcome, everything. And I appreciate the way Amana and other people are doing. And I'm encouraging you, I'm using this one as encouragement for you to what? To build on. Because it's a good thing. When you finish this class, it seems like somebody can summarize all of this and put it in our platform. And it's also what? It's also a form of what? Study. It's good. So, if you remind our mind what we learned last week, Because we say we need what? Build our marriage. And we learn that marriage is what? The most important thing God has given to us. The first thing is what? To become a Christian. The first thing is to become a Christian. So marriage is very, very important in our life. And it is important because marriage is always compared to what? As a church, as Lord's church. So marriage is something, when you go inside, it's not about temporary thing. It's what is going to hold us all our life. So we need to what? Find how we can solve problems in our marriage. When problems what? Come. So last week, Gospel, you mentioned four things. Four things we always need what? To get the answer correct when it comes about problem solving. Four things. We always have this thing in mind that if problems come, don't try to solve a problem when you are not getting these answers. Which means the problem is not going to what? It's not going to solve. So last week you noticed that before you can solve any problem, we need to ask ourselves questions. And we need to also ask some people if you have advantage or privilege to enter into some, so you want to help some people. We need to ask them some questions. And the first question we asked last week was, do you want to do what is right? Do you want to do what is right? That is very important question you and me need to ask. Do you want to do what is right? If the answer is yes, we said you have to continue asking. Do you want to do what is right right now? Do you want to do what is right right now? That is very important questions we need to ask before you can what? Start solving the problem. If the answers we are getting here is no, which means you can't go forward as a Christian. So, do you want to do what is right? Do you want to do what is right right now? And as Christians, we have morals. So you have to ask, do you want to let the scriptures determine what is right? Because a lot of people want to do what is right, but the problem is they want what? To use their own what? Conscience. And at times, our conscience what? Our conscience can make us wrong. So the question we need to ask is, do you want to let the scripture determine what is right? And if the answer is yes, then we go on to ask, you want to read the scripture daily to learn what is right? If the answer is all the answers, yes. I said last week that about 75 of every problem, 75% has already solved. Because if you are, I'm taught, I'm ready to what? To do what is right, and I'm going to let the Bible determine what is right, and you are willing to do the same thing, then about 75% of our problem have been already solved. So we continue that some important things you need to what? Do in solving problems is what? Last week we learned something. What is what? Who can remember last week? The first one is what? After you have got these four questions answered, I say the first thing you need to do what is what?
Respect.
Huh?
Respect.
Respect. Respect. Yeah, it's almost, you are almost there, but it seems like last week we find this. Because the solution to every problem, because this time it seems like we are finding how If problems comes, how do you tackle it? How do you solve it? So last week we learned that the first thing you need to do is what?
Repentance.
Repentance, sister. Repentance. You need what? Repentance. Because we need to what? Change the way we do it, our things. We need to change. We need repentance. You see, repentance is very, very important when it comes about what? Problem solving. We need to what? Change our mindset. And now you need to what? Allow the Bible to what? To determine what is right. So we need what? Repentance. And second one is we learned last week. Second, yes, we must what? Learn biblical love. We must what? To learn biblical love. So last week, even our brother the two read, that is what? We find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse what? Verse 4. If you start from verse 1, up to verse 7, you see, last week you learned that we don't need, as a Christian, you don't need for people outside there to come and what? Tell us or explain to us what love is. Why the Bible has given us what? The meaning of love. So the second solution is what? We must learn what? Biblical love. We must learn biblical love. So we find the solution in the 1 Corinthians 13 verse. Let's read. But if somebody has opened there, let's read that verse. Start from verse 1. As Paul starts saying, because you need what? To have biblical love. We need to have biblical love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 7. Quickly, please. If somebody has opened them.
I think verse 1 to 7.
Yeah.
Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a gazing silver. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be buried, to be burned, but have not love, it will feed me nothing. Love suffers not and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not proved of. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Think not evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Hear all things. Believe all things. Hope all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, there will be fall.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Let's end it. So this is what we call what? Biblical love. Biblical love. We have to meditate this kind of quotation. We need to read it all the time for us what? To build our love. Because last week we noticed that this love is the Bible is saying is what? Agape love. You see, a love which what? Volunteers. So God so good, this is what we learned last week. So today we are going to continue about finding solution to our problems. The solution to our problem. And our next one, the third one is what? Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. The first one is we repent. The second one is what? We learn biblical love. And the third one is what? We seek the Lord. We need to seek the Lord. And this one, we can find it in Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If somebody has been there for me. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. Seek the Lord.
If my people,
yeah,
which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from them, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land.
Thank you. He said, if, that is what? Conditional what? Cross. If my people, what, will obey, please, can you repeat that one for me, because it's very important. You have to seek the Lord.
Second
Chronicles. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 4.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, I will heal their land.
Yeah. So, in this context, God is speaking to what? The Israel people, whom God chose as what? As his people. And you can take it contextually, you can take this text, because Christians today, what? We are God's people. We are God's people because before, Israelites are the what? God's chosen people. And we are what? Now Christians are God's people. So God said, if you are going to obey and listen to him, he's going to what? Is it going to heal our land? That is the promise God gave it to him. And we can also say that if you are going to do and obey God in the way and manner he has prepared his marriage, he's also going to what? To heal our marriage. So, the first thing is what? We need repentance. The second thing is what? We need to what? Learn biblical law. And the third thing is what? We need to seek the law. We need to seek the law. Most of the time, you can't what? You can't solve problems because what? Because we what? We forgot that it is God who what? Who prepared the marriage. So anything, as a Christian, we need what? You need to seek the Lord. There is a lot of things you fail to cause us to fail to seek the Lord. A lot of things cause us to fail to seek the Lord. One is failure to meditate on scriptures daily. Failure to meditate the scriptures. If you read Psalm, if you read Psalm chapter 1, verse 2, Psalm chapter 1, verse 2, who has opened this? Psalm chapter 1, verse 2, what did he say?
But if the light is in the law of the Lord,
yeah,
and in his law, he never says day and night.
So he said, the person who meditate God laws day and what? And night. It is our responsibility to meditate. If you want to seek the law, it is our responsibility to what? To what? To seek the law. Or to what? To focus the reading of the Bible studies purpose. And something which also caused our ask to seek the Lord. At times we fail to seek the Lord is failure to ask for his directions. Failure to what? To ask God for his directions. Look at something happened in the time of Joshua. God sent them to the promised land. They get to the promised land and they have conquered a lot of places. So, do you know what happened? Some group called Gibeonite. They came, they do something like they are from far away, far distance. So they came to Joshua and said, "Oh, you are from far away and all these things, so we are not, we don't live in this land." Instead of that, they fooled Joshua. And the Bible says Israel people were failed to ask the Lord. Instead of going to prayers and ask God, this is what you're supposed to do. A lot of times you fail. Why? To seek the Lord by what? By failure to ask for His direction. You will get to a point where we need God's support. We need God's directions. You see, we need God. Marriage is what something prepared by God. So we need God's direction. Let's read Joshua chapter 9, verse 14. Joshua chapter 9, verse 14. Joshua chapter 9, verse 14.
Let me. Yeah. Please repeat it for me.
Then the men of Israel took some of their provisions, for they did not ask counsel of the Lord.
Yeah, that is the problem. That is the challenges Joshua faced as a leader. It came to a point where he's supposed to what? Ask God. But he said he failed. He failed to ask the counsel of the Lord. That who are these people? Who are these people? Should we accept them or not? Instead of that, they what? They just sit with them and make what? And make vow. They make vow. So on 3 days' time, they saw that, these people are what? They are the people who live in this land. But what? They have already what? Make a vow, an agreement with them. So they can't change that one. So Israel people has got a problem with these people up to now. Because of what? Failure to what? To see counsel of the Lord. Not only that, failure to keep His commandments. Failure to keep His commandment. I decided to send something to Bradelin to put it on this projector for me, but it seemed like I forgot. Bradelin, I'm checking if I can send it to you quickly so that because you need to learn something very 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 good thing from here. Something from here. I'm trying to send it to you now so that you can. There is a two chat. Yeah, I want to. Okay.
And saying about repentance, I was asking myself about repenting of. I want us to know that the first thing we need to look into that is the identification of what? Of the problem.
Yeah.
We're going to define that there's a problem. If I didn't, I personally myself, I cannot identify or deny that what? I have a problem.
Yeah.
What am I repenting for?
Yeah.
So when you were talking about repentance and learning that because of, keep on saying that you must be also be able to look to real life situation in aid of marriage. But all these things to me, they are essential. They seem to be a bit elementary for many of us that have got married in this area. And how do we apply those things? are those things that seem to be more essential to our learning, so that we can be able to see. Because if I have a problem right now and I cannot clarify that this is my problem, then no matter how much you tell me to repent, I will not be able to see that I want to repent. Not even in case that probably I don't have a kind of love. Let me give you a kind of scenario. I have a situation in my country sometimes.
Brother, check my, let me see if you have
WhatsApp.
No, WhatsApp. Yeah,
we can go on.
We have an issue with the family sometimes ago. We have a problem because we identify that problem.
Yeah.
That still helps us to solve the problem as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And the problem was that because of the background misunderstood of approach of parents towards a child. I don't know whether it's happening again in the UK, but in our area of our background, they said, don't allow a man to touch you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that thing, that's what we want.
Inside our.
Into our brain.
Yeah.
She got married for over 6 months, she don't allow her to touch her. Are you understand what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
Now, when you now identify the problem, you now need to sit down to her that what exactly is going on. Before you began find that it was the rules of a guide that would prevent you from getting involved in one problem or the other, don't allow man to touch you. So that never happened, and see that. Even when the people don't marry, for over 2-3 months or 4 or 6 months of the marriage, he never allowed our other to touch her.
Yeah.
You see?
Because of the tradition, they are what they have
taught. What the hell? You tell me what they are told you, but yeah. Not properly informing the child. What I want is involved.
Yeah.
Now that we are getting married, these things are not. It's like a legal of communication now.
Yeah.
For those that are not married, it's a particular there. For those that are not married, it's not a sin.
Yeah.
So these are either I want us to always be establishing our facts while we are discussing about these things, so that it's not how far we can learn these things.
Yeah.
What we can derive from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
you. Thank you. It's a good suggestion or good thing, because marriage is God institution by God, and the way and manner you go on the day, God accepts it in every tradition. You see, in every tradition. And what you are saying can also be true, because we have some people who go with that particular thing. But this time, what I was saying to what you just said is that we are using the scripture, because I have already said that when I was in the world, a lot of times, a lot of things I don't understand with marriage. Even in my culture, in my where I come from, it is not offend for person to for man to marry more than 2 wives or 3, 4. We have, if somebody is a rich man in my area, he can what? Marry even 7, 8, 10. You see, even my grandfather, he's a king, he has what? 3 wives. So, if you are in the war, you don't see this is a wrong thing. You see, but here we are what? We have become born again, and we are what? Being trained. We are getting training to become like what? Like Christ-like. So a lot of things in our culture, in our marriage, where you think this is wrong or this is good, you cannot what? Bring it in the Lord's church when it comes about this kind of discussion.
Yes. What I'm saying is this. From death to revelation,
yeah.
Before God has to repent, he must tell you your problem. Before you repent, like now you go to from Genesis chapter 6, verse. Then the heart is full of what? Evil continually. He identifies that problem for them. In some way, I tell you the heart is falling from me, Matthew chapter 19 or 18. You know what I'm saying now?
Yeah,
so, once you have, maybe in your attestation of your solution,
yeah.
Let there be identification of the problem.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Without identifying a problem, you can't repent or such a problem.
Yeah. That is exactly the truth. Because we might what?
to notice and notify their problem. And that's very good. And when the problem, when I notify the you the problem, one thing is you need to do what? You need to repent. You see, so it's good. So that if before you can, maybe somebody repent, you need to what? Notify him the problem. When the problem come into the church, I think maybe you will get it. Into the church or into a marriage, at least you need to what? Notify the problem. That even I think we have learned here when the time we are learning the book of Matthew. Do you remember, Bragare? He said, if somebody offends you, you see, because at times somebody can do something to you and they don't think they have offended you. So it is a charge, it is you. The world doesn't see it like that. But as a Christian, God said, what? You need to go to him. So in fact, maybe I've speak some words to you, but luckily you don't understand it. Or you don't, I don't think it is wrong. So you need what? Come to me and tell me that, John, so-and-so, even last week I sent you that example. So-and-so is what you did is wrong. And I need what? I need to repent for that. You see, I need to repent. So repent is what? To change from that what? Direction, the way and manner I speak to you, to a better way, where you what? It will bring what? Peace with us. So I thank you. That is very, very good contribution, because we need what? Know the reason why we need to what to repent about that. And last week I said so the second solution, the second thing, a lot of times we fail to what approach God to ask God questions, because what we fail to keep His commandments, namely the two great commandments. Let us open our Bible to Matthew chapter 22, verse 34 to 40. Matthew chapter 2. A lot of times you think that you know God's will, you are doing something, but there is two commandments God wants us to what? To keep all the time. The two commandments God wants us to keep. So if somebody has opened it, Matthew chapter 22, it seems like our time is just running out. Matthew chapter 22, verse 34 to 40. Let's read it quickly. Okay. Yeah.
But when the Pharisees that they had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments and all the laws and the prophets."
Have you got to 40? Okay, thank you. So, Jesus, in his ministry, he got this question. At this question, there are two people who ask the same question. Different one, I speak with it. One for testing Jesus Christ, and one asks it for sincere what? Sincere heart. But Jesus, one of them, said, when Pharisees heard that Jesus has silenced the Sadducees, because Sadducees and Pharisees, at times you learn these people. They called a meeting to discuss how to trap Jesus. Then one of them, a religious scholar, posed this question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Is the greatest?" So Jesus answered him. Jesus answered him, "Love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being, and with very thought that is within you." So most of the times you think you know God's word. But God, in the Bible, God, all Bible from Genesis to Revelation is still dealing with what? Is dealing with what? Relationship. Relationship. And the first relationship is what? Is what? To love God. And the second relationship is what? To love our neighbor. So, and quickly, if you look about it, this chart, you look this one, God willing, next week, next time you go to continue. He said in Matthew chapter 22, 34 to 40, that is the self. So put yourself there. You, me, the church, we have to put ourselves in the self. So the first commandment is what? We need what? Love God. We need to love God. And it is God who is going to tell us what? How to what? To love our neighbor. It is God who is going to tell us how to what? To love our neighbor. So the first thing is you love God, and God is going to help us what? To love our neighbor. And if you do that, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Because my wife, my husband, is my neighbor. We don't know that. So if I go with this principle, as God, Jesus is saying, teaching here, which means it's going to what? Benefit in our marriage. It's going to help in our marriage. It's going to help me to love my neighbor. And what? To love my wife. To love my husband. People don't love our neighbors. You don't love our wife. You don't love our husband. Because what? It tells that you don't love God. You don't love God. Because if you love God, you get there. I can't remember read that quotation. There is a quotation, there is some Bible quotations which is very what? Very difficult, make things difficult for us. Because if you become a Christian, if you are a Christian, Christ-like, it's not like what? Coming here, sitting on a pew once a week. No, it's all entire of our life. So the thing you need to do is, you need to what? First, you need to know God. And it is God who is what? Going to what? Help us what? To love our neighbor, or to love my wife, or to love my husband. So, because of our time, I will end here. God willing, you look about the second thing, so that who teach us how we can what? If you fail to love God, the consequences it brings. We can't love our wife, we can't love our husband. Because what? Because it shows clearly that you don't love God. And if you love God, you can see that my wife is something, is somebody God has what? Given to me. My husband is what? Somebody God has what? Given to me. And it is my responsibility to maintain that relationship. So, if somebody has contribution question,